T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You are the MAGA parody on that song.
They
How about that?
Why haven't they? Why haven't they thought of that?
Because Walter Egan probably won't let them.
You are the ultra MAGA.
Oh, you are the MAGA king anyway. Yeah. I think that's hilarious. This is Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. And our guest for this segment actually hit my radar when I saw a story of something I've never heard of in my life. Now, I've got to tell you, the kind of dork that I am, I'm preparing for retirement at some point in the near future.
Not, oh, really?
In the future.
Oh, okay.
Not near future, but in the future. And I was at a pawn shop, and I bought a metal detector because I had credit with the pawn shop, and I thought, you know what, maybe I'll use this. I tried it like twice. You got to dig a lot because these metal detectors go down. But I read this story about magnet fishing. Magnet fishing. Like, you go to a bridge, you have a strong magnet, and you put it over the edge, and you see what is down there. And so we want to welcome into the program somebody who was named in this article, Jared Coker, also known as at Jared R. Coker on Twitter. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I've been very busy lately with finishing up college and just kind of traveling all over between there and where I live. But I think now that I'm back home, I'll be able to relax a little bit.
And fielding all these interviews, or are we the first one?
As far as magnet fishing goes, you're the first one.
Well, I'm excited about it. Where did you first hear about magnet fishing?
So, randomly, one day, I was just kind of in bed watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and I started getting recommendations for, like, these other magnet videos, because some of them got a ton of views, because it was a fairly new concept then. So I watched one, and obviously, you know how YouTube works. You watch one video, suddenly your whole recommendations is flooded with that same kind of topic. So I just kept watching these videos, and I was like, man, that looks so fun. I want to pony up a few dollars and get me one of those magnets.
And 8 hours later, from watching those videos, you got into it.
Yep.
No, that's funny. So tell us the story. Kind of set this up for us with what you caught.
Like in any specific outing?
Yeah,
the best thing I've ever caught?
Tell me some interesting things you've caught, and then lead up to the best thing,
yeah,
please.
The original thing was the safe. That was the first picture I saw, of course. We want to know what was in the safe, Geraldo Rivera, but go ahead.
Well, actually, the very first time I ever took it out to use it was actually a pretty memorable one. I took it. All right. So basically, to set it up, I live about 30-ish, 45 minutes away from a really popular fishing lake. It's a really big lake. It's one that's got, like, at least in four different sections, there's roads running over spans of it. So I'm like, all right, that's like a heavy traffic area. We'll have, like, fishing people around. We'll have just people driving over. I want that to be the first spot I ever really try this thing. And mind you, since it's, you know, one of those kind of lake bridges with kind of like a state highway kind of road running over it.
Right.
I throw it out there and the thing is like 30 feet deep. It was crazy. So I'm like, if I get anything on here, I'm going to have a heck of a pole just to drag it all the way up there.
You need a winch.
I know. I wish I had like a pulley system, but eventually I think I find a couple smaller little trinkets at first, just kind of the normal like fishing lures and little scrap metal you'd find around there. And then finally, for the first time in my life, I feel it really connect onto something big. And with these magnets, you can tell whether you're snagged or whether you connect onto something because you can actually feel it clamp down.
Okay.
And as I'm pulling this thing up, I'm like, man, I'm struggling. What is this? And obviously due to the location, it being a big bridge over a span of lake where boats are running all the time, it was a big boat anchor.
Oh, no.
not like those giant,
yeah,
you know, cliche classic shaped ones. It was just like a circular thing with a couple. It almost looked more like a propeller, but it was an anchor. And not sure why someone dropped it off there, because it was in perfectly good shape. I think I still have it.
Wow. We're talking to Jared Coker. He caught our attention because eventually you went magnet fishing. And tell us about the safe. Tell us how this happened, because, you know, I think of that as being something that would almost be too heavy to pull up.
Right. And, oh, yeah. And why would anybody throw a safe over a bridge?
Yeah.
I know. So basically, this actually happened just a matter of weeks ago. I was still down in Missouri where I had been going to school. And mind you, I'd just come off a big stint where I hadn't actually magnet fished in roughly a year. I hadn't even posted a YouTube video in roughly a year just because of financial stuff. But since I had finally gotten a new magnet, because, you know, you can't get too attached to those things, you'll lose them every now and then, getting snagged or stuck on something. So I find this bridge out in the middle of nowhere with a decently deep looking river running under it, and I'm just going to use this magnet for the first time, going to finally try to film another video. Starts off decent. I feel a couple connections. I think I pull up the big pair of pliers or something, a couple other pieces of metal. And finally, I connect onto something huge, and I can barely move this thing, and the current is so strong that every time I lift it up off the ground, it kind of pops off the magnet. So I'm playing around with this thing for a little while. I bring it up once enough to see it's a big box, but then it falls right back down. So about an hour goes by. I kind of stop fiddling with it because I'm like, there's no way this thing's ever gonna come up. I may as well just go look for other stuff.
Right.
But then by chance, later on, I got back on it again, and I think even in the video, you can see I change up my plan. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to try to drag the whole thing up. I'm just going to try to get on it, keep it under the water, and just shimmy my way across the bridge till I'm over at the bank, and I'll set it down over there where I can just walk down and go get it myself. So that's what I did, and sure enough, I get there, and there's the unmistakable set of numbers and like a combination thing. I'm like, wow, I finally did it. It's an actual safe.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And this is something that's not too terribly uncommon. I've definitely heard of other people finding stuff like that, seen videos and whatnot, but this is the first time I'd ever found one. And obviously there's no way to know 100% for sure, but the most logical explanation for an empty safe to be out in a river is that someone probably stole it, robbed someone, and then took what was in it and just dumped it out in the middle of nowhere so no one could find it.
So it was empty?
It was empty, unfortunately. Just a ton of water. That's why I couldn't bring it up.
So was the
facing upwards.
Was the door open?
The door wasn't open, but in the back, it looked like a flap had been cut out of it almost.
Gotcha.
Like that's how they got in or something.
Well, Jared, I would like to know, because I've never shopped for a magnet fishing magnet. Where do you get something like that?
There's actually a lot of magnet fishing-based companies that have sprung up over the years. I know the past two magnets I've gotten are a really good deal from a site called Muscular Magnetics. It's like, they do like, all these companies do this, it's like bundle deals. Like, you can get a decently mid-range magnet somewhere, kind of like the middle range of how strong they are, because they can vary. And these package deals will come with like the rope and some gloves and some thread lock to keep the little eye bolt, I think that's what it's called, in place. Yeah. So that, you know, your magnet doesn't come right off the rope and carabiner.
Right, right. Have you found anything that, other than the like the boat anchor and an empty safe, have you found anything that was actually valuable? Because I'm thinking a magnet wouldn't work on gold, right?
No. Like somebody... There's only a select group of metals that are magnetic. Like, unfortunately, tin and aluminum, they're not magnetic, but... I guess that's a good thing, because then I'd just be dragging up old aluminum cans all day long.
Yeah, well, you know, aluminum these days.
Might get a gun every once in a while, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
I have found two guns in my time.
Whoa! And what did you do with them?
Well, the second one I actually kept, I still have. And, like, it's not a danger, so, you know, it's not like I feel any risk keeping it around. It doesn't work. It's too rusty. It was down there too long. But the first one, I actually called in the police for, because it was like I'm not too familiar with like guns and gun brands, but it was like a 4 foot long, like Remington rifle.
Wow. Okay.
I found that off in some country bridge that used to be a road, but kind of got switched up to be like a walking trail, but it runs over a span of lake. Had a lot of luck there. I actually found both guns there, but for the rifle, I actually phoned in the local police. And I guess they had better things to do that day, so I wound up having to take it in myself and hand it off like outside of their own parking lot.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Which is kind of a hassle, but it's a cool story. Unfortunately, I never did get it back. I forgot to request that if they didn't find any sort of serial number or
the owner or something,
any
like
sort
that.
Of case or record connected to it, that yeah. I would have liked to have it back. So I guess I'll probably never see that one again, but.
Well, interesting. I'm glad we had you on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors, because I think, you know, people are going to hear your story and go, you know what, I'm going to go online
gonna
and
go
get
try
me
that.
A,
yeah.
I'm going to get me a
yeah.
big old magnet, too, with a winch.
It's pretty fun.
I would
it's
bring a winch.
Actually, yeah, it's a lot like real fishing, though. You know, it's, except, you know, the bait will never move. It's either yeah. there or it's not, you know?
It's a good point, yeah. Jared Coker, our guest today on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Now, besides catching things out of rivers, you also catch snakes. How did that get started?
Well, that was a long time ago. I'm 22 now. I started actually, like, trying to find snakes when I was 13. I think I'd been watching some of those like nature shows, you know, the type of show that says don't try this at home at the yeah. beginning, but of course I wanted to try it at home. So I don't know why it was snakes in general. Maybe it's because I just thought they'd be easier to catch in theory, not having legs and stuff. But I caught my first one when I was 13, kind of right outside my house. And mind you, I'm making it sound like I was kind of dumb about this, but I at least had the knowledge to study up like every species in my area and know which was which and whatnot. So I knew only to handle the non-venomous ones, because if they bite you,
yeah,
you might bleed for a second, but that's about it.
But have you been bitten by a poisonous snake?
No, never by a venomous one.
Okay.
I have gone so far as to kind of like pick one up before. Obviously, you know, like I had a stick in one hand. I was keeping its head away from me, but I think that was a timber rattlesnake.
Nice.
I know I've found copperheads before.
So all this on YouTube somewhere where people can see it?
Yeah, that's on my channel. It's just my name, Jared Coker. I've actually got a bunch of them floating around.
Nice.
The whole snake thing actually kind of led to my more popular channel, Jared Coker Urbex, though. That's where I explore abandoned stuff.
Oh, very cool. Oh, I just saw a story about the abandoned castle in Missouri. Maybe you can go find that. So are you monetized through YouTube? You got enough videos out there like Mr. Beast, you know, that guy?
Obviously I'd love to be, but unfortunately I'm not big enough yet for that. The YouTube thing is it's kind of difficult to get there, because
sure.
you first need 1,000 subscribers, which I'm not quite there yet on any channel except for that Explorer channel I talked to. That's within 100 now.
Well,
but you also need 4,000 hours of watch time over the previous year. And obviously that means you need a lot of videos, you need some like longer videos, and you need a lot of people watching them, you know.
Well, now that you're on Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, you're on your way. I'll just have to tell you.
We'll get you closer,
Absolutely.
Brother.
I would hope so.
Yeah, you bet. You bet.
No, that's very cool. And again, the other credit that you have is you're also a bowler. It's mentioned in your bio that I have So, and bowling's big in St. Louis.
Yeah, but a 300 bowler is what he is.
Yeah.
That's like a hole in. Are you a golfer, too?
No, I'm not a golfer. I went to a driving range once, and it was very embarrassing. So I don't really see golfing in my future.
Stick to bowling if you just bowled a 300. Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you.
I will stick to bowling.
Are you a married man?
No, I'm only 22.
Well, hold on.
That'd be a very smart choice for me at this point anyway.
That's good thinking, but there are younger husbands out there. I just didn't know if you had to navigate all your explorations of Urbex or magnet fishing or bowling around a wife making decisions with you. I didn't know if that was part of the problem.
No, none of that going on right now.
Okay, well.
Good luck.
Sounds like you're a little busy. Yeah, from three married guys. Good luck with that. Well, Jared, great talking to you. Mark, you have anything else?
No, we're good. Jared's fantastic, man. Now I want to go magnet fishing. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Just definitely. If you think it looks fun, if you got a little extra cash on your hands, I know a decent magnet you can get along with some rope and gloves for less than $100. So.
Oh, on my way. On my way. Good deal. Well, Jared Coker, good luck to you. Hopefully we'll see you in the news again about some other great find. Are you going to continue doing the magnet fishing since you had some good luck recently?
Oh, absolutely. I know I'm back home now, and I know where all the decent spots are at, so I'll definitely be giving some new ones some try also.
Great talking to you. Thanks for joining us on Second Amendment Radio and the great outdoors where you can even do some magnet fishing. All right, coming up, we've got more for you here on the show. Travis Moore from the Missouri Department of Conservation and the lake sturgeon subject. If you're into fishing for them, stick around. It's coming up next. For you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.